Here with more wholesome, all-grain feedback, it's your letters. Joining me again is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
So what have we got this week on tap?
Well, first of all, commentator Joseph C. Phillips was very critical of gay marriage last week. We got lots of letters on that one. Rabbi Ryan Dulkin of St. Louis, Missouri, wrote us to say this. The diatribe against same-sex unions suffered from the same lapse of logic that characterizes many arguments made by opponents of marriage equality, that the sole purpose of marriage is for procreation. If that were so, I, as a rabbi, ought not allow the marriage of postmenopausal women or infertile men.
Several of you complained that we didn't balance Phillips with another view. But note that on last Tuesday's show, we also heard from one of the couples that sued the state of New Jersey for gay marriage rights. And the program featured a profile of Tyrone Garner, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit that made sodomy laws illegal.
Okay, now on a lighter note, several of you wrote us about the segment last week where Farai cleans out her fridge with her trainer Greg Butler. They were auditing for healthy foods.
Oh my goodness. This is not good for you. Nectar guava concentrated fruit juice. Wow. This is not good for you. Do I even need to say why?
It's sugar.
It's a sugar and it's a concentrated sugar. It says from concentrate on the bottom for a reason because it's not good for you. So this one's going to make a nice thud. Bye.
Tom Hanna of Stratford, New Jersey was appalled. He said, "Do you know how many Americans don't get enough to eat? I grew up on a farm and worked hard with my father to produce food. If I had imagined some glib trainer would come on the radio and gleefully throw food into the trash, I would have been sick." So, Farai, would you like to respond?
Absolutely. And I just want to say to Tom that I really appreciate your perspective. I hope you understand mine. I grew up in a family without a lot of money to spare, and I was also raised not to waste food. In this case, the food we threw away were items that I personally should not be eating on a health and medical level. But sometimes I get weak. And because those foods were already open, they were impossible to give to a food bank. The whole point of this exercise was, the next time I go to the supermarket, I won't buy things that need to get tossed. And since I'll be buying more fresh food, including things from farmers markets, I should gain an even greater appreciation for small farmers.
Okay, now on another note, Tom Burns of Berkeley, California, has been enjoying the show a lot lately. And he sent us this. "I was delighted today to hear some new intelligent voices, namely Walter Fields and William Nis Cannon, to raise the level of dialogue on your panel discussions. They were refreshing and novel, a great antidote to the usual suspects that normally fill out the hour. Keep the changes up and coming."
And now we've got time for some more praise, and this time it's for Christopher. Oh, don't blush, Christopher. Ian Forrest writes from Brooklyn, New York, about your profile of Lee Perry. He writes, "As a Jamaican who grew up listening to Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer, Lee Scratch Perry's place is simply special. A nutty professor he might well be, and it just serves to fuel my fascination with the global appeal of reggae. Scratch can still move the people, and the brother, Christopher Johnson, did the mad genius justice." So some props for you, Christopher.
Thanks a lot, Ian.
Well, also, we want to hear from all the other Ians out there with thoughts to express. Drop us a line. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. And no, your name doesn't have to be Ian for you to send us some feedback. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you, Farai.